Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A judge in Atlanta is rejecting a bid to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis for prosecuting former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants for trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election. The judge ruling Willis can remain on the case, but she must cut ties with the deputy she had a romantic relationship with. 10 Americans were rescued in Haiti in an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills, after the United States sent military troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy last week. Congressman Mills details what happened during the rescue on Fox Business.
We had put our team together, went into a neighboring country, conducted our con office, our concept of operations, made contact, total time in, total time out. It was about 40 minutes, give or take.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy, which allows men to compete in women's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines is among those in the lawsuit.
The NCAA, their most basic job is to protect the fairness and safety of competition in collegiate sport. But instead, what myself and countless other female athletes have seen is that the NCAA is discriminating and continues to discriminate against women on the basis of her sex.
The women accuse the organization of violating their Title IX rights by allowing men to compete in women's sports. In a statement, the NCAA says it will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships. Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio, and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Reaction is continuing to come in as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Senate floor Thursday. And one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon is a member of the Israeli Knesset. He weighs in on Fox News.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs to stress that ending drug addiction is a global effort. Blinken addressing the organization in Vienna.
Fulfilling the mission of this institution is critical to the security, to the prosperity, to the health of the American people, just as it is to people of all of our nations.
The 2024 election is expected to be a rematch between former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News predicts it will be another 4 years for the former president.
We are going to win because we have the right candidate with a record all right on every single issue that matters to Americans.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, city leaders in Denver, Colorado, and New York City are now asking private citizens to host illegal immigrants in their homes. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if anything's going to happen to get us back on track, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And our next guest will point this out even further when you understand what's going on at our southern border. Jason Buttrell is going to be joining us. He's with the Blaze Originals investigative team and one of the head writers, you know, for the Glenn Beck Show. And they've just released this documentary, Texas versus the Feds, How the Elites Use the Border Crisis Against Us. As I mentioned, he's a film producer and head writer and researcher for the Glenn Beck Show. And he's uncovered the shocking truth that neither the left nor the right want the border crisis to be solved. If anything, you know, we talk about having bipartisanship. Maybe there's bipartisanship, but in all the wrong places. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks a lot, and that's a perfect way to put it.
Exactly. Sadly and frustratingly, because we're all, you know, like the old saying, we're all, you know, treated like mushrooms, you know, kept in the dark, and the manure keeps piling on, right?
Exactly, and I think that was really the biggest revelation on this documentary that we did. And every time we do these types of documentaries, we've done three of them now. We always start with, you know, let's go check, you know, one thing out, and we're not going to have any preconceived notions of what this story is. We're going to go find
right.
it out, which is
right.
one of the bad things about the media now, right? Because they already have that preconceived notion. So and
right.
whatever fits that narrative, that's what they run with.
Exactly.
But the big thing that was going on at that time was, it was really unprecedented. It was kind of like a watershed moment, you know, for the border and immigration at that time. December, January, and February were just absolutely nuts. December had, it was like just over 300,000 encounters at the southern border, a record at that time. And then that prompted the very public statement from Governor Abbott in around mid-January to shut the border down and seize Shelby Park and Eagle Pass. And then that prompted what the media started calling the next January 6th, where all these Christian nationalists, quote-unquote, were
right.
this Take Our Border Back convoy. And I don't know if you followed it, the media then, but the crazy thing that was happening at that point was the way they were framing it made it to where it seemed like there was going to be bad actors, maybe from inside the government, you know, doing their shenanigans, maybe from outside the government, like really, really bad actors that were going to rile this up to make it, you know, more violent. And it had the effect of, you know, conservatives that just want to have their voices heard. Well, they were scared. They thought it was a psyop, so they weren't going to go anywhere near it. And then you had who knows who else was going to jump on. So we were like, let's go and let's do what the media is not doing. Let's just go talk to them. Let's see what they're all about. And that's how this started.
So, and it's interesting because that's, you know, that's old-fashioned journalism. It starts with questions.
Right.
what a concept.
Where did we go wrong, Bill?
Yeah,
Where did we go wrong?
Well, where we went wrong is we decided to concentrate journalism
in a select number of universities, and they decided to self-appoint themselves as elites. And so when you get that kind of attitude and, you know, siloing of the intelligentsia, well, then, you know, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid. And so what good are you, really? And it's amazing, you know, you keep thinking sooner or later, kind of like DEI, they're just going to outspend themselves and it'll just go away. But this thing is so well entrenched and so complex that, you know, it's like a bad cancer. And we haven't really, you know, found the intestinal fortitude or the leadership that would come in to really do something about it. But even when they go to weed this out, Jason, this is not going to happen in a couple of years. I mean, this could take decades to uproot.
Decades. And I think talk radio, as it has been for so long, is one of the ways through this. I think independent media, like Blaze TV, is another way through this, because there's just multiple different sources where people can actually hear the full range of what is actually happening.
Guys like you and I, we can sit and talk and go, are you seeing this the way I'm seeing this? You know, yeah. because to hear the mainstream media and these talking heads and social media and any more, you don't know what to believe between the Russian bots, Chinese bots, TikTok, and all the other things that are influencing our thinking right now very dangerously, that if you don't have a sense of critical thinking and logic, you're going to get duped.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that this documentary really helps. I wish they would actually show it to a lot of people in the mainstream media would actually look at it and see where they were going wrong at that point, because I mean,
they don't care.
It was so obvious.
They don't care. It's the wrong gospel, wrong church, Jason. They're so committed to their plan. I mean, this is why in the middle of all the pain the country is going through right now under the current leadership and the policies, you still have 40% of the people that like Joe Biden. I go, what are you, masochists? What's going on here? But, you know, kind of like what you found out is that, like anything, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So roughly 40% of the country is getting rewarded for all these stupid policies. And they have no concern about their fellow man. They don't care about the other 60% of the people and what they're having to endure and the pain they're having to go through. Because as far as they're concerned, you know, their camp, their tent, they're doing fine. They're okay. Tough luck for the rest of you guys, because you just picked the wrong horse, I guess.
Yeah, we're so siloed, and you're absolutely right. People don't care. They just really want their side to win. And it was actually kind of depressing when we first showed up to the Take Our Border Back convoy. We met up with them in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and that's actually where the documentary picks up. But the first thing I just wanted to do was I wanted to get everyone's reaction. Well, the first thing I wanted to do was actually ask them why they were there. And then once they would tell me, most of them were just like, oh, you know, we're, we believe that, God is our true north, and, you know, we believe in law and order, and we're just here to, you know, basically spread the good news. It felt more like a traveling revival. And I asked him, I was like, well, what do you think about this?
Now, wait a minute. Now, who are you talking to here now in Baton Rouge?
This is the Take Our Border Back convoy. No, I know.
Okay. These are participants in the convoy, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would talk to them, and I'm like, what do you think about how the media is labeling you as Christian nationalist? And then they would look at me. Every single one of them did not know what that term meant. They had no idea.
Exactly.
They're like, well, I'm Christian. Yes. Right. I love my country. But does that make me one? And I clarified. I was like, well, they would say, you know, you are against the United States Constitution, that you would basically turn America into a theocracy. Mm-hmm. And then I remember this one lady I spoke to, she looked down at her hands. She had a big pile of pocket constitutions. And she goes, I'm literally handing out pocket constitutions to every single attendee. It was just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. But
it wasn't like you said that all Christian nationalists are good Christian nationalists, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and the deal is still, that's a fair question, because that still comes up. And, you know, I ask my Christian friends about being a Christian, and same thing. Their eyes glaze over and go, what the heck are you talking about? Where's that coming from? But, you know, this is what the left is good at doing, right? They redefine things, they label it, and then, of course, they sequester it so that they can annihilate it. That's, and, of course, the reason that they're picking on Christians, because they know that we are the force, we're the backbone. We are the backbone and the infrastructure of what gave us this great American idea. Got to go to break. More from Jason.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you ever wanted to spark a conversation about the gospel with your friends and neighbors, but weren't sure where to start? All it takes is a simple question. Have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard the truth about Jesus and what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, then they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to get intimidated when sharing the good news, but this challenge empowers believers to make disciples in their own backyards by easily initiating spiritual conversations. To learn how you can take the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge and potentially make an eternal difference in the lives of people you interact with throughout the day, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, this way, like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Jason Petrill, with the Blaze Originals investigative team, talking about their latest documentary, Texas versus the Feds, How the Elites Use the Border Crisis Against Us. Jason, you were unfolding and giving us the genesis of the story. So you meet with the people there in Louisiana who are, you know, a bit confused by the question that you asked. So their answer must have, you know, caused you to, you know, fall back for just a moment and kind of regroup, right?
Well, I've looked into the topic of Christian nationalism pretty in depth lately, because that label is being used by both the media and the government to basically slander anybody that's a Christian that has a voice.
Right.
And there is a small, tiny percentage of people that actually do want to turn America into a theocracy. It's like a 0.0001%. Very insignificant. But I was like, well, maybe let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there's some of these guys in this convoy. Well, they're not at all. That's not at all what those people were. Every single person we talked to, pretty much everyone was great. So we were like, as we're going through Texas and the convoy is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, we were like, well, if the media is so, you know, willing to slander their, you know, the Christians over this specific topic, if we are being manipulated so hard on this, maybe we need to turn away from the caravan for a little bit and just go down to Eagle Pass, ground zero of everything that started it, and see for ourselves if the story, even on, you know, what Texas is doing with seizing Shelby Park, if that's even true.
Right.
And that's when things got really weird, Bill. We met up with a veteran Border Patrol agent. His name's Randy Clark. He's great. Mm-hmm. He knows everything about the border. It's his life, and he moved to the border because that's just what he's done his entire life. So he lives there.
Wow.
He's worked there. And he was like, he was basically kind of pissed about how everything was being portrayed. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, do you know when Texas seized Shelby Park, which is a private park, by the way?
Right.
And we were like, around, you know, January 11th, 12th, something like that. He goes, do you know when the traffic across the border began? And we're like, yeah, in December. And he goes, you know when it stopped? And I was like, well, yeah, probably when Texas seized the park. He goes, wrong. There was a secret meeting. Well, it's kind of secret. It was reported in a couple of different outlets that Secretary Blinken, prompted from a call from Joe Biden to the Mexican president, to go to Mexico City and to work some deal out about migration. This was right in the middle of 300,000 people coming towards the end of December. They held this meeting.
This past December you're talking about?
This past December.
Right. Okay.
They never published what the deal was. They didn't say what Mexico gave up, what we demanded, what we received. All we know is that before Texas seized Shelby Park, traffic stopped by 95%. Basically, nada coming across the border.
Wow.
So he sees an empty park with no traffic coming across the border. We were like, okay, that's kind of weird. Why did Texas actually seize the park? And if you go to the park, so we kept looking into this. If you go to the park, it's very impressive, Bill. There's, you know, armored cars everywhere, concertina wire everywhere. You cannot get into that park. There's no movement whatsoever coming across or from Eagle Pass going in. It's locked off. In fact, for media, to get access to go down through the park, you have to go through the state. They, I think, make a request to the military or notify them, all this stuff. Then you're escorted down so that you can have like a, you know, do this little photo op. And you've seen them. All red state governors went down there and supported Governor Abbott. Celebrities. Elon Musk went down there, you know, for a big photo op. They had to go through that little process. Well, it's hard for me to explain until you actually see the documentary. But what we found is that is all a charade. All a charade. You can defeat the entire Texas National Guard and Border Patrol basically just by going in a different direction. And there's hardly anything you have to do. It's literally like that seized park right there with all the military and everything is one giant photo op. And it's very depressing.
You're telling me it's a Hollywood movie set? Is that what you're telling me?
It's exactly a Hollywood movie set. And we were like, we're not going to be a part of that, you know, movie charade, movie magic.
Right.
We exposed pretty much the entire thing. We went up and down the border in multiple different locations. Randy, the former Border Patrol agent, showed us, like, basically there's a Shelby Park every once in a while whenever, you know, a Shelby Park-like area on the border where tons and tons of people are coming across the border. It's more remote, and they don't do a big, you know, photo op area along those points of entry across the border because it's remote. They'll come across by the thousands. There's no additional border security down there. There's no seizure of land down there. It makes no sense for them to seize that specific part of the border. None at all.
So explain to the audience, we got 4 minutes left here, Jason, the cabal that's going on that really makes this bipartisan.
Well, it's even more than bipartisan because the media, and however we would classify them, because they're in on it too, but basically you have, you know, the media who uses the immigration and border crisis to basically to slander any enemy they have. You have the left that uses the border to increase their voting base. We all know that they're gaming the system. But you also have the right that somehow every election year is like, well, let's bring this back up. It worked in 2016. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump probably wouldn't have become president without the border situation in 2016.
Without a doubt.
Now, what would you? I mean, it's 100 times worse than it was in 2016, but hardly anybody spoke about it until this year and last year. So it's too politically advantageous for both the right and the left to use the border crisis. Mm-hmm. It's more valuable to them to bring it up and use it. And I thought that was probably the most depressing thing, especially in Texas, where we have a lot to gain from fixing the problem. I don't think they have any intention to actually do it.
Well, typical of the GOP, it becomes a fundraiser, right? It captures headlines, and they just raise money off it, right?
It's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's what you're saying. So everybody has an interest in this open border, and that's why it's not being solved. That's the bottom line of all this, right?
That's the bottom line. And how many people suffer for that? You know, the migrants suffer from that, the people that the left claims to care about.
This is lose-lose on so many levels. I mean, you got these migrants who are coming in that got to sell their souls to the cartel. I keep reminding everybody, Jason, on this show, that this is something that the mainstream media, nobody talks about it, politicians don't talk about it, is that you've got these, if you have any kind of compassion for these migrants coming across, here they leave their countries, their home countries because of supposed political persecution, and we throw them into the arms of the cartel that turn them into indentured servants. Because nobody's crossing that border without the cartels giving you the holy hallelujah and a wristband that tells you, okay, what is your MOS? In the military, it's a military occupational service. But as far as the cartel, maybe we call it the COS, cartel occupational service. Are you going to be in human trafficking? Are you going to be a drug runner? But you're going to do the cartel's bidding, and then we'll let you over the border plus whatever thousands of dollars may be the going rate, anywhere from 8 to 12,000, right? Unless you're Chinese. If you're Chinese, it's like 30,000, I guess, is what they're charging the Chinese now.
Yeah, there was just a news story about a month ago of a shootout on the border right there in Arizona, and Fox News interviewed one of the cartel members, and the cartel guy said, well, this shootout was all because of immigration. It was like all the people coming across. He goes, there's more money and it's safer to deal in humans versus drugs now. Less risk.
Of course.
So that's how they move.
Well, and that was brought out in the human trafficking movie, right? That, that if they, especially with human trafficking, drugs you sell once, but if you've got a human being, you can sell that person, particularly the young person, you're selling them 10, 20 times a day.
Yep. And all
that's disgusting.
For politics. That makes it even more disgusting. Politics.
And can you believe it that here, the home of the free and land of the brave, home of the free, we're all entangled in this mess. And here for all these decades, we've been fighting against slavery. And what are we doing? We're recreating a modern version of it.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Right. Jason, how can people be in touch? We've got 10 seconds left.
Go to therealbordercrisis.com. Use the promo code BORDER and check it out. It's pretty amazing.
Jason Petrell.
Thank you,
Jason.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. My good friend Lucas Miles is going to be joining us. He is the author of Woke Jesus, the False Messiah Destroying Christianity. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. Good to hear you.
Hey, we were just having a conversation with Jason Petrill. He's with Ablaze and did a great documentary on the border. And talked about Christian nationalism, and I got a note that we want to address this, and it just so happens, serendipitously, that this could go hand in glove, because, Christians are a bit confused. I didn't even know how to spell Christian nationalism, and I guess now I am one. If I listen to Rob Reiner and the mainstream media, and basically what it seems to be, and you can clarify this, is that if you don't agree with the left and you happen to be a person of faith, then you're a Christian nationalist, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the narrative that's going on right now. Basically, if you have, any sort of belief in the return of Christ, if you believe that Christianity is good for, that its principles and precepts are good for a moral society, then that makes you a Christian nationalist. If you have a view you have a limited view of immigration, or something like that, you're automatically a Christian nationalist. I mean, we got some people who are saying if you're a soccer mom and you voted for Trump, you're a Christian nationalist. These definitions are ludicrous, but
yes,
they're intentional because they're trying to create a lot of confusion and they're trying to drive any sort of kind of faith conversation out of the political landscape.
Well, when you consider the genesis of this great country of ours, if you want to put it in their terms, it was Christian nationalism that brought the country together, that gave it a vision, that was an answer to prayer by fellow nationalists who believed in God and asked God for a solution. God gave them a solution, an opportunity here in America, and deposited into their spirits this great American idea that has flourished, that has made it one of the greatest countries in the history of the planet. And now you've got these progressives who've come along who have been antithetical from day one. It's not that they just raised their head. Whenever anything comes up, especially if it's related to God, you're going to have the evil one coming against it. But it's been a long progressive march through the institutions of this country of ours. And lest people forget, it is, you know, the history of this country is replete with all kinds of practical, empirical examples of what men and women of faith have successfully been able to accomplish in this country, and why America is as great as it is today, and also why it's in jeopardy.
You're absolutely right. And look, I mean, you know, all of us have hopefully heard by now that separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. That was in the Danbury Baptist letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote, talking about not giving preference to one Christian denomination over another. Never, I believe, would our founders ever have thought that Christianity would cease to be included in the conversation, you know, within our government and kind of system of state. Now, with that, I think it's really important to recognize that there, what we're seeing right now in this leftist, you know, regime that we have operating currently, is that there is a preference on religion that's given, and that preference to religion is atheism. It's Satanism. It's the, you know, it's the alphabet, you know, religion. I mean, we see these things that are being pushed upon us. These are religious in nature. They have dogmas. They have doctrines. They have stances. They have, you know, disciplinary actions if you don't get in line with their, you know, specific kind of godless religious beliefs. And so what they're essentially saying is not we don't want religion in government. What they're saying is we want our religion in government.
Exactly.
This is the point that I've always made, is that they are looking not for the separation of church and state. They want a church that is submissive to the state. And unfortunately, there's too many Christians, and especially Christian pastors, that are giving them exactly what they want, that bowing down, not speaking out, not saying anything about it, and just passively allowing the state just to plow over the American people.
Well, this is all part of what Jesus said would happen, and we would have this apostasy that's taking place. And it is. So we shouldn't be surprised as to what's going on. It's kind of ironic, Lucas, because remember, well, you don't remember, you're too young, but I do. And that is when JFK became president of the United States. Here he was, the first Catholic president of the United States. And they were all freaking out. Oh, my goodness, he's going to be bowing the knee to the Vatican and everything else. Now, here, fast forward, and we got Joe Biden, a Catholic. And nobody cares, you know, and part of the deal is, you know, people will say, well, he's a practicing Catholic. Well, as a Catholic myself, I say he needs more practice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never want to be the guy questioning somebody else's salvation. I'll leave that to the Lord. But what we see from you know, Biden and I think this administration, this is not Catholicism. This is not any sort of Christian worldview. This is a postmodern presidency that is being driven right now, and it does not take into consideration at any sort of faith. You know, when you have the Vice President of the United States touring a Planned Parenthood, you know, in order to, you know, offer support, this is unthinkable to our founders. It should be unthinkable to every parent and you know, voter in this nation, left or right. This is godless, you know, anti-God behavior, and it's about really silencing the Christian voice in this nation and pushing that out of the sphere, because the only thing that stands in the way, I should say the only two things that stand in the way of the current kind of Marxist, you know, that slow march that you talked about, or the long march, is this, it's the family and it's the church. And those are the two things that they are after first and foremost.
Well, Lucas, you know, I'm with you. You know, I don't want to judge lest I be judged. You know, I'll leave that to Jesus. God knows better, knows our hearts. But he also says that we can check the fruit. And when you look at the fruit of these people, and I say throughout the body of Christ that claim to be Christians, because there's going to be that time when they go before Jesus and Jesus says, hey, get away from me. I don't even know you. Well, what are you talking about? I did this in your name. I did all that. Yeah, but you did. Your heart wasn't with me. And, you know, and there is going to be a day of judgment and dividing line. And we're admonished to be discerners of this, because this is what mature Christianity is all about. Like in the book of Hebrews that it talks about, is that you need to be mature so that you will know, you can be discerners of good and evil. You see, but what's happening is that we've become, you know, so amenable, and we've abandoned the doctrine in such a way because we want to be liked. instead of, you know, as you said, having really a true compassionate heart towards humanity to say, hey, look at your brother's heading for a cement wall. You're not going to say anything. Well, you know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. You know, I want to be compassionate. I want to be liked and all this. Well, wait a minute. That's not what God's called us to do. You know, as mature Christians and believers who know their God, and to me, that is the loving thing to do, is when you see a brother heading for a cement wall, you go, whoa, hey, cement wall ahead, buddy. Where you're going, I don't want you to hurt yourself, damage yourself and your family. But see, Christians, we've all backed off from that, and because we've diluted and compromised our faith, we become mealy-mouthed, and we've really compromised the brand of Christianity, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. And look, I don't know any Christian or any Christian pastor personally that is calling for the church to run the state and for this to be some sort of, you know, Christian monarchy. This is not the conversation.
I'm with you. I've never, you're exactly right. I've never heard a word from anybody. Go ahead.
But you would think that that's what's happening. When you have, you know, the DOJ or the President of the United States standing up and saying that the most dangerous people in this nation are Christian nationalists, it's a straw man argument. Who are these people? Who are they talking about? You know, there's no unified definition. The best group that I've seen that's actually done a kind of definitional approach to this is actually kind of what appears to me to be a left-leaning group called Neighborly Faith. They put out a study called Christian Nationalism, a new Approach. And they have a very low statistic of Christian nationalists that they find based upon their definition. I mean, it's like 5% of the nation. This is not a major thing. And the pastors that are being labeled this and triggered, it's just all smoke and mirrors.
Well, it's convenient, right? But this is what the left does. This is what humanity does. You know, we segregate it, we isolate it, and then we annihilate it. And they would want nothing better than to have the Christian voices squashed altogether. But we've learned from history there is a cost when that happens. And you don't have to go that far back in our history to see anytime you close and shut the mouths of reason and morality, there is a high price to pay, and the human carnage is devastating. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Lucas on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Lucas Miles, author of the book Woke Jesus. You know, Lucas, I can always tell when books are really hot. You know, not only you see the sales levels, but just in my own personal library, when the books grow feet and they're constantly missing off my shelf, I know that they're resonating, and this has been one of those books that's been high. You know, hard to tie down because it's constantly missing off my shelf. Who's got my book? Bring it back here. You know, I'm talking with Lucas here. You know, so congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Because it puts into perspective, you know, some of what we were talking about earlier. But I want to put a bow around, you know, also Christian nationalism. What is the takeaway? People of faith, what should we hold on to, and what's pertinent and what needs to be tossed out?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, it is 100%, I would say, the definition of Christianity for a Christian to be somebody who loves God and loves and honors their nation. This is throughout Scripture. We see this throughout the early church. There is nothing wrong with loving God and having an allegiance to the region that you live, that you want to see it thrive and do well and do your best to be a good citizen in your nation to contribute to that. And of course, part of that is utilizing your Christian values and worldview in service to others, the principles that drive us. And so as believers, yes, we want to see those ideas trickle up, you know, through government, but we're not here to force that on somebody. We're here to inspire it, but we are here to stand against, you know, pure evil that is being pushed upon people, because we know that that is going to be bad for society as whole. The Bible says when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. And I believe that's really what we're longing for right now.
Right. It's loving God and loving people. It's a horizontal and vertical relationship that is manifest when you are, you know, doing what God's called us to do. He sanctified us, set us apart, that we would be blessed and then go and be a blessing. And when that happens, it goes well, as you say, for communities, for families, marriages. It just bleeds one into the other in a very positive sort of manner. Thought came to mind as I was preparing for our conversation, and I shared with you off air, is that, I was thinking, what if this is the last Easter that we experience before Jesus comes again? I mean, Easter is just around the corner. And to me, it is the highest holiday, holy day, of our faith. And, in thinking that, you know, it could very well be. And if this is the case, that really, calls to mind this sense of urgency that we should have, that we must take our faith serious, that there should be, like in the words of Keith Green, no compromise. And as I was sharing with you, and I shared it with our audience a couple of months ago, and how this impacted me was Nick Saban. And in one of his discussions, he was talking about his experience as a coach, that, you know, good players gave good results, great players gave great results, and then there were elite players. And it was like that. I mean, you could tell, you know, elite players. There was something special about elite players. They are the ones that when the game gets really tight and it's down to the last seconds, they want to be the ones. They're the factor in a game that can make the difference between winning and losing. And the thought came to mind, Lucas, that what about elite Christians? And I'm not saying it in an egocentric sort of way or self-aggrandizement or self-appointed way. Oh, I'm an elite Christian. No, it's not it. Because even elite ball players, like, you know, you and I were talking about, they don't go around and say, hey, I'm an elite football player. I'm an elite basketball player. They just are. They just go do elite kind of things, right? And I think that right now where we are in these, the last of the last days, that there is a call for no compromise elite Christians. And, you know, and that's my invitation, is that we would, you know, we would know better, think better, and do better as Christians in following the gospel of Christ and taking our faith seriously for a time such as this. What do you say?
Look, I think that is just a beautiful thought, honestly, that we would recognize the weightiness of the times in which we live, the situation that we're in, and we would take it seriously. You know, during the break, the verse 1 Corinthians 9, 24 came to mind, and Paul writes in 24 and 25, he says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. He says, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. And I think that's the mindset that we have to think about, that this is, you know, that we're, and this isn't about, like, you know, you see the disciples early on before they understand what Jesus is really here for, and they're arguing about who's the greatest and who's going to sit where and these things. That's not what we're talking about right now. What we're saying is that we take seriously that, look, this is the final moments of the game, so to speak. And we want to be people that the Lord can trust, that there's a call on our life, that we're going to, you know, that we're not going to fumble. We're not going to fall apart. We're not going to lay down in the corner and cry. You know, we are going to be in it to win it to the end, you know, bringing about the purposes and the mission of God to help as many people as possible to bring about his kingdom here on earth. And really to help save as many people as we can. This is the greatest message the world's ever heard, and what an honor it is to be able to carry this every single day.
I mean, and here it is, this time. You know, Lucas, you and I, and everybody hearing this, we're here right now for this appointed time, right? And when we read in the Bible, when Jerusalem and Israel had missed its appointed time, Jesus wept. Because, we, you know, and what a powerful two-word verse. Jesus wept. This is how serious our Lord takes this, that, like you said, our purpose, why we're here, you know, designed and orchestrated, sanctified by God Almighty himself. May we be faithful to that. In a way that we would call down and ask for, you know, as a good friend of mine would say, you know, God's super on our natural, so that we would step up and do again, not for our own recognition. That's not it. It's for saving souls. It's for leading a parade into heaven. You know, not being a parade of one, but leading a parade of other, you know, other people out there that, you know, that we participated in their lives and served as an example with our lifestyle and our encouragement to make Jesus real for them, right?
I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, this is something that, I mean, what a joy and an honor. You know, there's so much, you know, the news, the media, obviously, the world's crazy right now. There's so much chaos. There's so much going on. But look, as a believer, there is so much hope. And you know, we can't fall apart. There's too much at stake. There's people's eternities at stake. There's our own, you know, salvation that we have to work out in our lives. And so I just encourage everybody to listen. Like, this is the time to push into the grace of God. This is the time to push into the Word. This is the time to, you know, start your day in Scripture. To, you know, to, if you got a bad attitude, if you got something going on, This is the time to pull over, get control of it, you know, and give that to the Lord and get your head back in the game, because there is a mission in front of us, and we cannot afford for the body of Christ to be beaten up and broken down on the side of the field. We need everybody in the game right now.
Yeah, and understand, there are antithetical forces. I mean, evil is abounding, and the evil one knows that the time is drawing nigh, and this is why the intensity, this is why the manifestation of such evil has been on the increase, right?
Yes, yes, great point. I mean, look, if God's real, so is the enemy. Scripture tells us that. And so, you know, I think that we have to recognize that, and we have to recognize that there are forces that want to prevent this from happening. And but why would we give into it? When we have a victory, Scripture says, that even overcomes our own fate. You know, I don't have to. I mean, here's the amazing thing about Christianity is, you know, we talk about this idea of faith. Really, all I have to have the faith for is I have to have faith that Jesus is greater. I have to have faith that Jesus can get the job. I don't have to have faith in myself even. I just got to put my faith in him. I just got to have enough faith to see his greatness, to see his love, compassion, his majesty, you know, his lordship. Put my faith in him, that he's our victory. And when we do that, we have the ability to really overcome the situations in this life.
Who else do you know, Lucas, rose from the dead?
You know what? I think we're gonna have a pretty short list on that one, Bill. I mean, this is the difference with Christianity. And you know,
right.
I see on these social media apps, you got, you know, people preaching Islam, you got people preaching Buddhism, people preaching New Age stuff, but none of that has what we have, and that is a risen Savior, an empty tomb. And I think that is the hope of the gospel, and that is the thing that we need to lean into. When we see the world kind of going crazy and falling apart, you know, we have to remember where our hope comes from.
Well, you got to know the difference between the legitimate and illegitimate. It's like a bank teller. A bank teller, what do they study? You know, they're told, well, you don't study the illegitimate, you study the legitimate. And that's how they're able to tell the difference between, you know, real currency and counterfeit, right? And so,
absolutely.
You know, we can learn from bank tellers. You know, they've been doing this for, you know, for decades, and they've become very, very good at it. And as Christians, you know, to your point, you've got to go to those areas that God has given us that point the way to the Savior. And you cannot ignore his word. You cannot ignore the time to be with him. Like you said, even in a moment when you're in the car and everything is frustrating and people are cutting you off and, you know, things start coming out of your mouth that, you know, you go, I don't want to do that. You know, like Paul said, you know, the very thing I don't want to do, I do that which I, you know, I do, I don't. You know, I mean, it's just, look, at God understands it's our humanity. But it's okay. At any point in time, we can hit the reset button. And God says, hey, come to me. Come to me, right? We got 15 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap it up, Lucas. Go ahead.
Well, Bill, I just think it's beautiful that you're using your platform just to proclaim the gospel in this way. I mean, this is the last days. This is the time to get serious about our faith. And so, you know, just really blessings to everybody in your audience as we consider that ourselves and take it seriously.
Lucas Miles, author of Woke Jesus. Thank you, Lucas. God bless.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.